Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
President is supposed to be a dictator in the United States. When I hear colleagues of mine arguing that the Congress is unpopular and therefore obstruction of Congress is a good thing, this shows terrible ignorance or lack of care for our institutions, for our democracy, for our form of government, for our liberties.
Nadler and Lodes, and after an all-day debate, the House Judiciary delays the vote on impeachment articles till Friday. Friday morning, they reconvene and they decide what's happening moving forward. It is about votes, and we know it's about numbers, so I can't imagine it'd be so shocking if, in fact, it does move forward, gets kicked to the Senate, and then the Senate has a trial. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. So impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. We're nearing the end of one level of this word and where it heads, and on to the next most likely. It'd be shocking, I think, if it was killed, but it could happen. You still would have to have the numbers of Democrats, and I do not believe that those numbers would be there for the Democrats because they have the overwhelming majority. So I don't think that happens. I think it goes forward into the Senate, and then the Senate takes it from there and decides, which way are we moving with this thing? Where are we going? All right. In the meantime, there are people that are thinking of going away, that is, and they probably have their tickets, and they're hopeful that they're going to be able to get to their destination in the next couple of weeks because we're nearing, some of those holidays are starting to tick off and we're getting closer and closer to others. You know, we've got Hanukkah and Jewish prayer that's on one of the high holidays, they call it. And then we head into Kwanzaa and, of course, Christmas, which is rapidly almost here. There's such a short time in between Thanksgiving this time around and Christmas. I think it's caught a lot of people off guard. And what does that mean? It means a big mad scramble to send stuff, grab boxes, do whatever it is you have to do to get this stuff there in time, right? That's why you could start a new tradition. So if you're past the point of no return when it comes to cards, or and you're not there yet, by the way, but when you, as we get closer and certainly bouncing into next week, then what you do is you do them for New Year's instead. That gives you an extra week to try to make it get there in time. So the big news, impeachment vote delayed, delayed, delayed. There we go. Everything comes in threes. The Republicans were furious and said it was ridiculous, and the Democrats say, as you just heard at the top with Nadler, that yes, in fact, the president is guilty of the two charges that he is accused of. Speaking of being accused, Harvey Weinstein is the shell of a man. You wouldn't recognize him as he shuffles along the streets in New York. He was recently spotted where they plastered his face all over the New York papers, and you could see this former mogul who had the power over all kinds of people just kind of shuffling along. And the bombshell news for him this week, the $25 million payout for all the violations and the women who say they were, in fact, victims of sexual misconduct at his hands, and he doesn't have to admit to wrongdoing or pay anything to his accusers himself because it's really his film studio, and the film studio gets the $25 million settlement so they can just get it out of their lives. After that hearing, though, where that was announced, his bail was increased from $1 million to $2 million. Because he was accused by prosecutors of having 57 violations involving his ankle monitor. Wow. What did you do to the ankle monitor? Well, guess what? If you tried to take it off and tried to escape, we know. So we're going to up the ante for you anyway, and you're going to have to pay mo money. You cannot jack with a device that is wrapped around your ankle. Some other crazy stuff. I'm going to hit it at the top of the show. You've got an ex-HGTV host who got 3 years in prison for molesting his daughter's friend. This was a kind of a shocking story when it happened. I was on the air. 37-year-old Christopher Dionne, who hosted Family Flip. It was a pilot episode for the Home Improvement Network, maintained his innocence. He's expected to appeal his conviction for fourth-degree sexual assault. His victim, now 12, testified during the trial that she was best friends with his daughter and was sleeping over their house when she was assaulted in November of 2017. The girl said he molested her twice while his two children, a 10-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son, slept in the same room. Oh, boy, oh, boy. So that's where he's at. Speaking of assaults, since we're down that road, Bill Cosby lost his appeal in his sexual assault case that landed him in prison in the first place. A Pennsylvania judge did not allow five women to take the stand against Cosby to prove he was a serial sexual predator. But they upheld the ruling, three counts of aggravated indecent assault for drugging and molesting Temple University staffer Andrea Constan. But the lawyers tried. They didn't have anything stick, though. They even had an additional accuser. Harvey Weinstein kicked open this Pandora's box that has led to so many others fearing what they've done in the past coming back to haunt them, and we're seeing it. David Stern, get well quickly. He has had emergency surgery for brain hemorrhage. The guy was brilliant, love him or hate him, because he held on to that job for a very long time. If you think about the late 80s to 2014 and the growth with the new franchises and the growth in revenues and just the dominance of basketball, thanks to Stern, because he didn't suffer fools and he knew how to get things done. But at 77, he was admitted and underwent emergency surgery. He suffered a brain hemorrhage. Wow. A brain hemorrhage. And how do you know that? I mean, feeling not something was off, checking it out. And sure enough, that's what they come up with. I mean, that's what they find. It's kind of shocking, I think, to his family. There is no question about that. I'm going to re-rack this again and tell you that, yes, if you just tuned in, the Trump impeachment vote has been put off until Friday. The House Judiciary Committee halted a vote that was expected to take place late on Thursday on articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. But the abrupt decision shut down a very divisive 14-hour session between Republicans and Democrats in the House Judiciary Committee, both of them squabbling over the articles that are being considered. And it's not a surprise, because this is what we've been seeing for the past 6 weeks or more. Stay with us. It's about the numbers, and we're talking about them next.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Dive into it this edition of We Can Count. Numbers are everywhere, peeps. Look around. You'll see them. Seriously. How about Russia's only aircraft carrier catching fire? One dead, not funny. And two missing. So what happened here? What happened was Admiral Kuznetsov, the Admiral Kuznetsov, which is the name of the boat, caught fire on Thursday morning during repair work in the Arctic seaport of Murmansk. And 10 people were injured, 2 were missing. That's what they've reported. I saw some footage of it. Ooh, it was nasty. It broke out when the welders were working during the maintenance part of it in the power unit. And then you just see the black smoke just billowing everywhere. And it really hit that boat, wow, pretty hardly. That part is very, 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 very sad. And then we move in another direction when we're talking about numbers. It was 14 hours. 14 hours, I tell you, of debate. And it wrapped up before they actually took a vote. It goes to Friday morning. It looked like it was winding down and there was going to be the final vote on impeachment articles. And then Nadler decided, no, we're going to hold a final vote instead of the two articles Friday morning. Boom, goes the gavel. And Republicans were furious about this. They just wanted it over with. Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia, the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, called the move the most Bush League stunt he ever saw in his entire life. The most Bush League. This is a very strange story. But the Peloton wife, who is actress, Monica Ruiz, blames her face for the ad backlash that's been going on. And she says she'd like to be known as anything but the star of an ad that exploded the Internet's collective brains, so to speak. Actress Monica Ruiz sat with the Today host Hoda to finally address the commercial that became a phenomenon, coinciding with a massive tank in Peloton stock. The ad showed her tirelessly vlogging a year's worth of Peloton workouts after her husband gifted her the stationary bike. It was called sexist, tone-deaf, and alarming. So she said she accepted the last part of it. She said, honestly, I think it was just my face. It was my fault. My eyebrows looked like worried. So she said she shoulders the fallout. And it didn't really blow over as quickly as she thought it would. It didn't. You just don't know what's going to inflame. In the PC world we live in, you don't know what's going to inflame enough people. And they were inflamed. They were inflamed. She was even reluctant to agree to shoot an ad for Aviation Gin when Ryan Reynolds' company reached out to her agent. She did do it ultimately, but she was worried about it. And she said, look, I just want people to see me as an actress, not the Peloton lady. But here's the thing. I mean, thousands and thousands of people watched that. So they saw the Peloton lady, and she happened to be the face of it. Let's put it that way. Tough to back away. But isn't that your face? I think that's your face. Isn't that your face? Yeah. And there you go. The rest is history, as they say. Lamar Jackson made some history, and he cemented his status as the king of all greatness of dual threat, sort of. Here's what he did. The Baltimore Ravens quarterback threw like nobody's business and ran like nobody's business in a Thursday night victory. He is an asset to that team. He leads the NFL after the 5 touchdown passes with 33 touchdown passes. The first quarterback in 22 years old or younger to throw for 30 touchdowns in a season. Wow. And the accolades go on and on. Remember, he won the Heisman in 2016. That's pretty good. And he was excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent against the Jets and on the Thursday night stage and the Ravens. They're going to be a tough team to beat. A very, very tough team after watching them enough, you can see for sure. New Zealand has ordered more than 1,290 square feet of skin for volcano victims. I talked about this the other day, and then I got an email from Bart who said, Kate, I know some people that are donating in a sense, and that makes me feel warm and fuzzy, the fact that so many people have been confirmed dead and that there are others hospitalized in critical condition. This is exactly what they'll need. The island is called White Island. It's off the coast of North Island. Island and the eruption happened there. 47 people were on it. And they really didn't, I mean, it was, some were walking along the rim. They had no idea this was going to happen, of course. And the timing couldn't have been worse, depending on where you were and how quickly they could get you off. But it was, you know, out of harm's way. But it was not pretty, that's for sure. It was anything but that. 38 passengers on board a missing plane are presumed dead. They were on the Chilean Air Force plane, went down Monday on its way to the Antarctica. Speaking at a press conference, the Chilean defense minister said 32 members of the Air Force and 3 from the Chilean Army and 3 civilians were on that C-130 Hercules plane. Which is rough this time of year for something, of course, for that to happen, and sad that it happened, but it did, and they have to sort out who's who is going to make it, who isn't, and that's part of this. I think a lot of people were shocked. I think a lot of people were taken back by it. I'll just put it that way. Speaking of being taken back, Jersey City shooters are saying this has been fueled by the hatred of Jewish people. And the law enforcement, state attorney general, can go through different agencies. They're agreeing. They think that David Anderson and Francine Graham killed a police detective near a Jersey City cemetery, then stormed a nearby Jewish market, shooting and killing three people there, and starting an hours-long police standoff that ended with their deaths. And they're frantic to come up with a hardcore motive. But the evidence points to acts of hate. And then the FBI is investigating the shootings as domestic terrorism with a hate crime bias slant to it. And, of course, if that's what he ends up going down for, ooh, death penalty during the sentencing phase. There's so much that could be discussed there. The FCC unanimously approves something that I think is very good, a new three-digit number for a suicide hotline. So the House Communications Commission is pushing that down the boulder down the road. They unanimously voted to approve the proposal, which is open for public comment and start the rulemaking process. But they say 988. Very similar to 911, easy to remember. It would be an emergency number, and they think the three-digit dedication would help ease any access to crisis services. And it would reduce the stigma around suicides, mental health conditions, and save lives, one would hope. If you remember, that's easy, 988. And the 988... they would implement that as a national suicide prevention hotline within the 18-month time frame. And they're just asking for input, all aspects of impeachment, including whether less or more time is needed. The total cost of implementing a three-digit dial code for the first year would be $570 million. Woo! $170 million in the second year, and that really just whittles down. But $570 million. Let me count the way. Let me count the way. Let's just say that. Coming up, a couple of great conversations you don't want to miss in our Author's Corner, so hang with us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as the House Judiciary Committee breaks up. Jerry Nadler calling it a night after 14 hours on Capitol Hill. The committee now in recess until 10 a.m. Eastern Friday when the impeachment article vote scheduled to take place. Still unclear if any Democrats will join Republicans and vote against it. Kevin McCarthy looking ahead to the impact all of this will have on the 2020 campaign.
So what do we have to believe will happen if the Democrats keep the majority? More of the same, more impeachment, more subpoenas being issued than laws creating.
And we hear from Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
My question is, where's your crimes? You talk about them. You want people to think they're there. You want people to come out and say, well, there's bribery, extortion, high-minded words. And you do it over and over and over again. The problem is, if you had it, you would have put articles on it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
A shaman in our virtual green room, Joseph Galbraith, and he's written a book called Captain Star, The Native Pirate, and it's so cool to me. It pulled me in because, as many of you know, I used to live in California, and it's fascinating when you look at the history of California, and it wraps itself kind of around this and the Chumash people, and Joseph, you know, as I said, a shaman, and the deep, rich history he has and the knowledge about this subject and how he's wrapped it into this book that's great for children, but not just for children, I think for adults too. Joseph, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
My pleasure. It's great to talk to you.
All right, so before we dive into the book, you have to tell me about, because this is obviously, you write about what you know about, how did you become a shaman?
Okay, first of all, I'm not a shaman.
Oh, you're not?
No, I am Chumash. My great uncle was a shaman. My uncle was Ophio. He practiced the herbs, things of that nature.
But, gotcha.
I draw the information and the knowledge from my ancestors, my uncles. When they would talk about it, when they talked about my uncle Elopio and things of that nature.
Yes, yeah, so you learned about it from Uncle Elopio, and obviously you know a lot about, so you're not a shaman, but you know a lot about it. So I'm going to call you like a little apprentice, in a sense, because you know more than we do, and that is so fascinating. And how is that important and related to the story and the Chumash people?
important because it's a story that I've been trying to get out for a long time, but I'm not a writer. In fact, in school, this is me, okay? I was considered the dumbest kid in school.
Aww.
I couldn't read very well. At the time that I went to school, there was no such thing as learning disabilities. You were just either be able to read or you didn't. And I was one of those poor kids that couldn't read because I couldn't place the letters in the right order.
Ah, gotcha. So it's so incredible that you got this book out from talking about going from learning disabilities to telling this story. So what, if we pick up the book, what does this story tell us about? What will we learn? What will pull us in? Because I think it's a great story that does pull you in.
It begins in the late 1700s when the Chumash people and the different nations surrounding the Chumash area, the Kosanoans and different tribes, were living free along the California coastline. They had the Spanish roaming here and there. They had the English roaming here and there, but no one really controlled the area yet at that point. The story begins as the Catholic or the Christians started, the Catholic religion started moving into California with the missions and started building missions along the coast. One of their biggest duties when they brought the missions in is to make all the indigenous people Christians. And that meant bringing them in from their villages into the mission grounds and basically convert them from being a free people to an enslaved people.
Wow.
Cooks and working on the grounds, things of that nature. They weren't allowed to speak their native tongue, which is unfortunate because the Chumash language is pretty much lost now because of that. The dress, there wasn't a lot of clothing. It wasn't necessary for the Chumash people. But, of course, when the Christians got here, they, you know, you had to wear the long dresses and the pants and the long-sleeve shirts to look like everybody else. Because you couldn't look like a native. You had to look like them, which they called the humans.
Wow, the humans. All right, so again, the book is called Captain Star, the Native Pirate and Shaman to the Chumash People, Keeper of the Land, Sea, and Sky for the Spirit God. You set us up for that story. And what's the lesson here? What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
What I hope that they take away is that the Chumash people were a peaceful nation. The majority of the different tribes, the Kosanoans near Monterey and there, were peaceful people. We were not warlike. We believed in the land and in the gods of the sea, the land, and the sky. And they gave us what we needed, and we gave back what we could. A lot of your other tribes along the Midwest, things of that nature, some of them were warring tribes. The Chumash people weren't. If another group came in to the area and said, "You got to leave because we want this area," okay, it's not ours to say no anyway because it doesn't belong. The ground, the dirt, the water does not belong to us. It belongs to the Great Spirit. And if he feels that it's time for us to leave, then we leave and go somewhere else.
Boy, that's well put, and of course, that's wrapped into this story, and you have several characters, and we've got a couple of minutes left, but I like the character of Starfish, and you talk about in Chapter 2, in the years that followed, Starfish grew strong. When Starfish turned 10 years of age, it was time for him to start his training as Shaman of the Village, and we talked about that at the beginning, how that's what your uncle, of course, is the Shaman. So tell us a little bit about Starfish and the energy that Starfish learn through his studies.
Starfish was a very curious boy. Even from the age of 7, when he first saw the large tonga, which in Chumash is a tonga is a boat, but these were oversized boats in short ships. And Starfish from a village near Mora Bay, he would watch these ships go in and out, all the time. And one time he saw a ship come into shore, into a little inlet near Mora Bay.
Mm.
And he saw this bear-like character standing on one of the large tongas coming in with other men. And what it was is that this bear-like character was a pirate. His name was Captain Salazar. And he was bear-like because he had a full beard, long hair, and he wore leathers and beautiful clothing. And it amazed Starfish to see this person, this human there. Well, years passed, and Captain Salazar became a friend to the Chumash people in that area. And in return, Salazar would bring goods and seeds to the people, and the people would give him safe harbor.
Mm.
Now, Starfish grew up knowing him, somewhat talking to him because he spoke Spanish, and the people spoke their native tongue of Chumash, but they were able to still communicate through gestures. Now, at the age of 10, again, in the late 1700s, was about the time that the mission started to come up the coastline, one of which was near between Mora Bay and San Luis Obispo, that area. They were going to put a mission. Well, that meant bringing all the villages into the mission area. This was not accepted by most of the Chumash nations, but they knew that they could not compete against long rifles and swords and the number of people that would come in. It wasn't the Padres that walked into the village to say, "Oh, yeah, we're here to make you good Christians." No, it was Spanish soldiers that came in and said, "You will go."
Yeah, they had no choice. Wow, it's fascinating. We don't want to give the whole story away. Love it. Captain Star, the native pirate and shaman to the Chumash people, keeper of the land, sea, and sky for the spirit gods. Look for me to post pictures of Morro Bay. I lived exactly where Joseph is talking about. Joseph, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
The one thing I do want to say, if I could, and that is the book itself has no pictures in it. Because when I wrote the book, I wrote it in the respect that as you read it, I give you enough information to make your own picture in your mind what it looks like and what the star looks like and what the building
nice.
Looks like.
Nice. So the imagination, that's a perfect place to end this. Joseph, thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Day. Yahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Yahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Yahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Okay, after you hear this interview with Len Sage, you're going to want to run out and get this book, because I did. As soon as we had our conversation and I started to think about it, I thought of a few people I knew that needed this book. He's written a book called The Brotherhood of Juan, and you're going to say to yourself, Juan, what's that? And let me tell you, once we get into this, I think you're going to be very surprised at what is revealed. Len, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
So let's talk about, first of all, what is it? What is the book about?
The Brotherhood of the Juan is a kind of a different sci-fi idea. It's about a group of people that go to Belize to find out more about a piece of a priest's robe that was in a museum, and nobody knew what it was. So it ended up in the hands of a museum, I guess is the best word for it.
Yeah.
And there's a woman that worked in there that had to have it. Her name is somewhere on this piece of paper. Anyway,
okay.
It doesn't matter right now.
That's okay. It doesn't matter. She's a character, and you talk about that she has to have it. And why does she have to have it?
Because nobody can understand it. It's written in a different language than any of the ancient native groups that lived in that area, like the Belize, like the Toltecs.
Oh, yeah, the
Mayans.
I love that. The Mayans. So that's where you're putting us in that space in history so we understand. And what is the Brotherhood, and what is the Juan?
The Brotherhood of the Juan didn't actually occur until halfway through the book. They were looking for the God that these people were worshiping. They didn't even find out that there was a special God until they found the first pyramid. And when they finally found the opening to the pyramid, they got in and they found a stelae in the middle of the pyramid that told the history of this God. And then they were so into it, they couldn't stand it. They went looking for the grave sites so they could find out what exactly happened. And they found the grave sites, all but the one that was important, the actual home of the wand. And they were sweeping and messing and reading and trying to figure out which one is a real one. And Lon, the fix-it man that had been invited along, got tired of this. He was impatient, so he decided to go off further and see if he could find anything else. So he went off and he was doing it again, sweeping and looking. And he sat down on a rock and leaned back to rest and triggered a release to a doorway and started dropping through the rocks. And he finally learned after a bit that it was 300 miles he dropped down to the Wand's home. And it disturbed him so badly that he was actually passed out for a week down there, just floating in a circle without gravity or anything around this Wand. And when he woke up, he says, "Where am I and who are you?" And the Wand answered him, but mentally. The Wand can't speak with a mouth because he doesn't have one. He's a bright, glowing light, and that's all he is. We learn further on, in the beginning of the next book, they don't actually leave their home. They can't. If they leave it, they'll evaporate into the air because their gravity on their home world that they were on was much different. And they're made so that they can live in space. And they can't stand the harsh environment of Earth on top. So they communicate through people that they bring to them or accidentally find them, and they're joined to them. So the people actually go on the surface and they can talk to the Wand, and the Wand can sense everything they see and hear, and they're happy that way. And the offset is the Wand gives the people special powers. Ooh. And if he chooses the people, he chooses only good people because he wants good things done with his power, because they're a malevolent race. They don't dislike or harbor any ill will towards anyone or anything. And they've been used for bad things, like the Aztec and so on. They didn't like people, and they wanted only their power, so that's all they chose to find out about them. Well, the Wand's able to bestow many other gifts on people, and if they choose you because of your goodwill, you learn and use every single power they have. And you can't join hard with only one Wand, but you can subjoin with many. But the more you subjoin with, and subjoining is having two people join to different Wands, and the second person can actually bring you into his family by repeating the joining process, which is real simple. You just touch the Wand.
Anyway, wow! That, you know, that makes us all
doing with,
that makes us all want to go out and get one. You know that.
Well, the people that want to do good for other people, you know, there isn't a whole lot that really truly mean that. But the Wands did give them the ability to become really bad people if they wanted to be, but they don't. So they venture around erasing their footprints and doing all the good they can do for everyone, little jobs, big jobs, it didn't matter to them. They were in for anything that made life better. And that's what we should all be today anyway, is in for anything that makes life better.
Wow, so there's a real moral in this to the story, this novel, The Brotherhood of the Wand. When you in writing this is kind of like sci-fi meets Indiana Jones. You got archaeology in there and history.
Correct.
In there. What was that like for you writing this book?
Well, I started out not even knowing what I was doing, like today on this interview. You don't really know what you're doing until you just do it. I'd worked my whole life doing everything else. I worked manual labor at every turn. I didn't think I had the ability to write because I'm dyslexic. And it took me to the eighth grade of school because I didn't understand dyslexia when I went to school. But I ran into a teacher in the eighth grade that did. And she taught me how to see things differently. And that allowed me to graduate school with a higher grade in English and literature and spelling and that whole program than I would have ever got without it. But my handwriting is still not that good, and spelling isn't that great, so computer is wonderful for me. I can put everything on the computer, and it corrects everything I need to know.
Yeah, so there's another lesson in this, too, that somebody who was dyslexic, didn't think he could do it, did lots of manual labor, then finds out you have a special secret skill as well, and it's writing, and obviously you're passionate about it, because the story continues, as you said, right?
Right. I'm going to start, as soon as things let up a little bit in volume, I'm going to start writing the other book. I've already started taking notes on what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it and what I'm going to say in the other book.
Wow.
And the other book, they're going after a wand that's in Atlantis, and they're going to find it, but it's going to be under so much water and earth that is a good reason why they couldn't hardly hear it, because it's so deep in the ground. And then they're going to find out that the wand doesn't try to get out, because if it did, it would die. And that's where we're going to bring in the evaporation point. The other one they never thought to talk about with the other wands, that there's seven of them in the group, and they're joined to seven wands. And the other people that were in the original quest for the robe didn't want to be joined. They're afraid of it. The two archaeologists, neither one of them wanted to be part of the group, and they were given ample chance. But it'll all work out for them.
I like that. That's a hint. Don't tell us everything. That'll all work out for them is your big hint, right? What do you hope?
All work out.
What do you hope people take away from reading your novel?
It's very different. I included lots of humor. I kept out the bigger words that kids could not understand readily. And I wrote it with no graphic violence and no graphic sex. Not that it's not mentioned and not that it's not implied, but it's not graphic in your face. So kids wouldn't be appalled by it, neither would their teachers or parents. So I wrote it for kids. I figure probably 8 years old or up could read this. And I know that people will not be offended by it, because there's nothing in there to offend anyone.
Wow.
And I just hope they'll take out of it what I did.
Yeah, and again, as you said, because you've got more coming up, and so that continues, and obviously, as I mentioned, some of the lesson here is that for kids to take away, too, that you didn't have to be labeled. You figured out a way around the dyslexia, and you actually wrote these books, which is tremendous. We got 30 seconds left. Tell me the best part about writing these books.
The best part is I used a skill that I developed in early childhood before I even went to school, and that's to be a dreamer, to be able to stare out the window or stare at anything and just make up stories about it. And that's what I used to do, because I didn't have many friends because of my problem. So I used to create my friends and create the surrounding. And that's not a bad thing to do, because it leads to bigger things like this.
Exactly. That's the perfect place to end this. The Brotherhood of the Wand. Pick it up. Get it on Amazon and other places where great books are sold. Len Sage, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.